What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Strictly Business, Variety's weekly podcast featuring conversations about the business of media and entertainment. I'm TV business writer Jennifer Moss. Warner Bros. Discovery has made headlines recently amid rumors of a potential merger with Paramount Global. While the M&A future for the company is uncertain, one thing that remains consistent is the power of its cable networks, including Food Network, HGTV, CNN, Discovery, TBS, and TNT, among others. These channels altogether make up the biggest business among the many assets combined in the 2022 Discovery-Warner Media merger. Here to talk about Warner Brothers Discovery's linear TV business, and Food Network in particular, are Karen Bronzo, Chief Global Marketing Officer of U.S. Networks and News, and Betsy Ayala, Head of Food Content. We'll be back with Betsy and Karen after this break.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. how doers get more done.
Thank you both for joining me today. Could you start by each explaining a bit about what you do and your previous roles?
Well, hi, I'm Karen Bronzo. I am currently the CMO of the U.S. Networks Group at WBD, and I also am the CMO of CNN, which I just started about 6 or 7 months ago. I've been in the business for too many years to mention, but started my career in advertising, working on accounts like Pizza Hut and Gillette, and then migrated over to media, had my first stint at Turner back in the late 90s, and then worked at Oxygen for many years, and then left for another little bit of an agency stint, and then started at Scripps over 11 years ago. My anniversary was yesterday, I think 11-year anniversary at Scripps, now WBD. Starting in ad sales marketing and then moved into consumer for HG and food, and now here.
I am Betsy Ayala, and I am the head of content for Food Network, where I started. I actually started off in sports, so spent the first part of my career working on originals in sports at CBS College Sports, and then also did the Olympics and X Games and things like that.
Wow.
I know. And then from there, did a bunch of lifestyle programming and worked at production companies and also did some startups, did some Google YouTube channels when those were big back in the day.
Excellent.
And then was hired by Scripps and worked for HGTV. I think it's been 8 years. And so was at HG, then food, and then back to HG. And then now at Food Network.
Well, thank you both so much for joining me today for the Strictly Business podcast. As we're at the top of the year, my favorite to ask right now is highs from the previous year. So I'm talking about wins. Betsy, obviously, freaking for Food Network. And then Karen, biggest wins? Talking about Food Network, which is a high for you in general. But what else?
Yeah. So for us, the holidays are the best time of year for Food Network. We had 34 million viewers this last holiday season, which is huge. And we also had some great successes with the launch of Holiday Baking Championship, which is a cornerstone of the holiday programming, as well as Beat Bobby Flay Holiday Throwdown. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it. It's so fun. And then we had a great start with the Elf on the Shelf Sweet Showdown, which was a really fun IP that we were able to work with this holiday season.
I would say, I mean, and the holiday really punctuates this for me, is that last year, I think was the year that we really gelled as a company, as an entire company. And, you know, we always talk about the power of the portfolio and the power of all of WB working together to promote our priorities as a company. And I think last year was just, we saw it all come together in a way that we really were just super proud of and really had tremendous results. I think fourth quarter of last year, especially with Food Network, which was one of our priorities, the holidays are obviously huge. And the whole company, all of the other networks really got behind supporting Food Network to help make it the success that Betsy described, whether it was with other integrated content or additional promotional power with running promos on the networks. We did a lot of things to really just try to boost the eyeballs to Food Network during that time, which, you know, paid off really, really well for us. But in addition to that, we also were able to use our platforms to support the theatrical releases and the, you know, Max releases that were happening throughout the year. But in the end of last year, with the holidays again, with Wonka and with Aquaman, we did some great integrations on the Food Network. So it really was a year of just us coming together and gelling in a way that I think everybody has a lot to be proud of.
It was really awesome to see how the marketing was able to push to Food Network, and then we were able to give back to all the theatrical.
And it's not an easy thing to do. I mean, I think with a lot of people involved, obviously it's a very large company, and you know, calibrating the priorities and making sure that we all focus on you know, one thing at a time is not always an easy thing to do because there are a lot of competing priorities. But I think we've done a really great job of distilling it down to really try to make the most of what we have.
I love hearing that because it really reflects, you know, CEO David Zaslav loves to talk about the one company business.
Yes.
But it really seems like that's not just high-level speech.
It's not.
Because, you know, I recently interviewed Kathleen Finch, and we spoke at length about, like, the Wonka promotion on Food Network and then using Food Network to promote that and using those to promote Food Network. Speaking about the logistics of that, like you just said, there's a lot of moving pieces. So, you know, Betsy and Karen as well, how do you start with, does the idea come from, well, can we insert this into this show or find a place to put this? What's natural, what's not? And I know you guys have experimented a lot with different crossovers. I remember in particular the Barbie, but it was also Shark Week, but it was also HGTV.
Yeah, we did a, yep.
And you guys take risks like that. Like, this could look silly, but it's also just a way to play with it. So how you all feel out what's going to work, what's not, and where the idea starts from. Is it
sure.
The show or what you're trying to promote?
Do you want me to start?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that one of the things that we've learned in the last year is really trying to not force fit things that don't make sense. We want it to be a win-win for both the property that we are promoting and for the property that's doing the promotion. So Barbie Dreamhouse Challenge, which was the show we created on HGTV, was actually one of the shows that Betsy brought to the network before she went over to Food. That was just a beautiful, magical combination, right? So this show was in development. We knew Barbie was coming out in July. We found a way to make the timelines align, which was amazing. So that was an example of, like, it was an idea that existed, but we actually found a way to make it better and more helpful to the theatrical release with timing and promotion. That was just terrific. I also think that it sometimes comes the other way, where the theatrical team or the Max team or even my team, the Shark Week team, will go to the other properties and say, hey, we have this great idea. Can you help us with X, Y, and Z? I'll give another food network example. At the end of last year, we were trying to do something with the sports division. And this we're really excited about because we think it could have a lot of legs. But we worked with the guys at Inside the NBA to help promote Christmas Cookie Challenge. We basically challenged the guys to decorate Christmas cookies. And there was a segment on Inside the NBA. We also promoted it on Food Network. It was hilarious. Absolutely hysterical. The guys had so much fun with it. We absolutely loved it. And, you know, it was just a perfect example of how, like, the ideas can come from a lot of places. And as long as the two entities or more involved feel like it works for them, it can really just be a great opportunity.
And Food is lucky in the sense that we are the donor. Like, we are so perfect for that kind of integration, regardless of, like, with Wonka and holiday baking, or we even promoted Elf, the a marathon that was running on TBS. Like, we can do that so easily, and it also gives us an opportunity to be creative. Like, it gives us something to get behind in our challenges and things like that. So it's really fun for everyone. It's a win-win for sure.
Betsy, when it comes to what you all are doing, just strictly focusing on program, not necessarily something with a tie-in, just development, how do you decide how much to focus on existing franchises like the powerhouse that is Baking Championship and all its iterations, and how much to look for new things? Like you said, Elf on the Shelf, that was a really cool IP to get a hold of, but how much you're balancing taking a risk on something new versus making another spinoff of a proven franchise?
I like to call it, you can get eyeballs or new eyeballs with something new and shiny, but you keep them there with the things that really are core to the brand. And so it's really a delicate balance. We love our shows that are tried and true. The Christmas Cookie Challenge, Holiday Baking, Holiday Wars, those perform extremely well for us. But when we see an opportunity to get marketing excited, to get the audience excited for something new, that's when we really... We pivot and we say, okay, what can we do with this? In the case of the Elf on the Shelf Sweet Showdown, but also we're always looking to see what are those little, the new shows that really get the audience excited. And hopefully bring in a new audience too, because we love our cores, but we find real success when we can bring in the occasionals or the mass audience.
What did you see with, I know one of your other new programs this holiday was the Selena and Jeff Home for the Holidays. I was a huge Selena and Jeff fan, loved it on Max, and I wanted to know, you know, what that experience was like for you all, integrating it, not from the HBO Max that was prior to the merger, and what this looks like with the Food Network.
Sure. That was a lot of fun to do. The beautiful thing is that HBO Max created this great show with Selena plus Chef. And what we did is we made it Food Network focused in all the great ways, I think. We extended it to an hour. We brought in our Food Network chefs. Uh-huh. We put Selena, she had challenges she's never done before. She had to do three different dishes. And our chefs are so good at teaching and knowing how to talk just in basic terms and just teach people that she, and they're just amazing. I mean, with Alex and Michael and Eric and with Claudette, they were all so fantastic and so different in their own way that we just got to see more of Selena, but in a different way, which I think the audience loved. It was a really fun show. We're very proud of it.
And I think having, you know, the existing foundation with her at HBO Max and now Max, it gave us an opportunity to cross promote it from the streaming service to, you know, back and forth. And I think that's also just, you know, she's Selena, my God, you know, it was an amazing way to bring also, you know, really a fresh face, I think, to the network during the holidays, for sure.
Talking about the fresh faces versus the established talent, it's kind of that same thing with the franchises that are tried and true, the faces that you know with Food Network versus bringing in new people. I want to talk about that and the amount of development that you do with Guy or Duff versus looking for other talent. I know you guys are very focused on fostering new talent as well, and that many people have been brought in over the years who are still here.
Yes. I mean, that is something we talk about constantly, is just really invigorating the network with fresh faces. And we do that. We found it takes time is also what we've learned. And so we've been very strategic about it. And we really like linking some of our more established talent with these fresh faces and giving them a platform and somebody to stand by who can really support them. You'll see it with Alex and Gabe in Chow House. And they are a perfect example of a fantastic partnership. She not only helps him just on set and she just helps him in every way. She helps the audience get to know him. She knows how to pull out the best in him. Like, that is the perfect partnership I see. So it's much more strategic than you think. We're not just plopping people on screen or trying things. We're really, really thoughtful about how we launch new talent.
And you see, like, when we have, like Tournament of Champions, mm-hmm. you know, when they've people who have competed on Tournament of Champions and really popped, you know, and then they sort of find their way into another role, whether it's as a Chopped judge, and you do such a great job of like giving them an opportunity that sort of like gets their feet wet into another area, as opposed to just sort of throwing everybody into the deep end and, you know, expect them to host their own show, which is something that's really, really hard to do out of nowhere. I think the other thing that is important is my team partners very closely with Betsy's team to ensure that when we do have talent like Gabe or Eric, who Ajapong, who are, you know, becoming more high profile on the network, we do our part to try to build them up from a marketing perspective, whether that's through talent profiles, the sort of get to know you mm-hmm. promos that we do, or whether it's on, you know, digital and social.
Interviews in Variety.
Right. Yep. Interviews in Variety. Yes. I mean, I think it is important to get these guys out there because they are sort of, you know, they're starting to populate the air so much more. And it's nice for them to for the you know, viewers and the fans to get to know them a little bit better.
We definitely do a 360 approach when we are launching new talent.
In terms of looking at different forms of marketing, what do you all look at right now for social media, like TikTok and using talent that way, or using user-generated content? Because there is a lot of food talk out there.
Yeah.
And there's home run on people who look at stuff and post things. So what you all want to do to engage with fans that way, and also a younger audience that might not necessarily be the immediate ones to watch a lot of things on linear first as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Food on digital is sort of almost a different entity because it is almost about more about, and I hate using this word, but like the utility of food, like learning how to and experimenting with cool things. I mean, like you think about some of the amazing cakes that we make and that icing, like that glass icing is just unbelievable. So it's sort of a different thing. I mean, our teams are on every platform, really, truly. I mean, I think that is, it's really with content that we create really from the brand more than inviting a lot of user content, although we do that occasionally. I think it is a great way for us to engage our talent and get them out there, hopefully to a younger audience. So, you know, and it's built on, I guess, with food, a little more utility, HGTV, a little bit of utility, but also very much about trying to put the talent and the shows forward for sure.
Maylin, the winner of last year's Tournament of Champions, did this really unique poached egg, and it has received 42 million views. Whoa. Across all the platforms.
That's unbelievable. 42 million.
That's crazy. I know.
Yeah. I mean, but again, poaching an egg.
I know.
That's a tough thing to do.
Pre-poaching.
It's fabulous.
We'll be back with more from Betsy and Karen after this break.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
One company idea, yeah. And with Max being such an important part of the company, how do you all work through feeding linear, promoting Max promoting linear, and you know what content pops airing live on Food Network and what you see show up and people stream on Max later? I mean, my husband and I had Holiday Baking Championship going back to like season one.
Yeah.
We were watching that on Max, but we also tuned in every time a new episode came. But do you see that for everyone, how you try to get everyone, or you don't try to get everyone in both cases?
Yeah, no, I'm there. I'm
yeah, both for sure.
But how, or if you don't necessarily try to get everyone in both places, what you're targeting?
I was going to say, not every genre performs the same on Max. I think Food Network during the holidays, when everyone's sort of in that mode, you see a lot of those shows really popping. We always promote that you could watch it both ways. You can watch it on the network and you can watch it on Max. The true crime content that we have on ID, huge on Max, really, really successful. And so with the launch of True Detective last weekend, the 15th.
Yeah.
Burned in my brain.
We'll say the date.
Or the 14th. Shortly. Yep. but those, we did a hosted night where we actually had raps from the talent from the show helping to promote back to sneak peeks of True Detective and promoting to the premiere. So there's a lot of sort of easy tactics, but very effective, particularly when we know that people are tuning into the ID content on linear, driving them to, you know, similar minded content on Max. It really is it's a great promotional vehicle.
Largely what both of you end up dealing with is unscripted content. That's the meat of a lot of the linear networks, especially the legacy Discovery ones. So I wanted to ask about that and what you all worked through that, especially with the strikes last year. You guys were a powerhouse with so much content available and what was able to be done then, but kind of just what the unscripted situation is at Warner Bros. Discovery and how it plays into the scripted, like bringing Jason Momoa into Shark Week.
Yeah.
And he was really fun to see.
He was great.
Yeah. On that side of things. But what that relationship is like, and if you tap certain talent for those things, what works? Again, to the idea of what's going to work, what might be too silly. And then I know Food Network was, and still is, doing scripted holiday movies for streaming.
Well, we didn't do the scripted holiday movies this year. Mm-hmm. We're very fortunate. I mean, we are able to continue a majority of our productions through that time, and which was unfortunate for so many reasons. But we do non-scripted, and we do it really well, and we're very efficient. And so the future just feels, for us, we're excited about where we're headed. And I think it's more, I think the streaming audience or the streaming platform and all the other platforms just give us more opportunities to talk to an audience that loves food. So that's exciting. That's super exciting. For us, it just gives us a lot more opportunity to be in the zeitgeist too that we wouldn't normally be in. So while we talk about different things that are happening, even with the Max shows or with the HBO shows or just upcoming films that will be premiering. For us, we are constantly, Julia.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, Julia is a perfect example. Yeah. So we did a CHOP tournament with
Isabella Rossellini.
Thank you, Isabella Rossellini. And she appeared on our CHOP tournament where was all dedicated to Julia Child. So it was really special, really great. And we were also able to promote to HBO and they were able to promote to us back. It was a very shared experience. And so that opens our doors to more and get stars that we typically wouldn't be able to get.
I was going to say Jason Momoa, being able to bring him as a host of Shark Week was huge for us.
Huge.
And, we worked very closely with the theatrical team to get him on board. And he was phenomenal. I mean, he loved it. He had a great time. And I think, we were just really, really fortunate to be able to have access to somebody of his caliber, to be able to not only, help promote Aquaman, but to just sort of elevate the entire experience, much like we did the year before when we had Dwayne Johnson on. So it's just, it opens up a lot of opportunity for us to bring, really top level
stars.
And it was organic. Right, exactly. I mean, it just makes, and it makes a lot of sense, right? It made sense to have Aquaman as the host of Shark Week. It was just, it was very special. And again, it goes back to finding the authentic thing, opportunities that make sense for both of the brands, that we're just not force fitting things.
What do you all both have on deck next that you're really excited about coming up?
Well, we have so many. our new season of TOC, which we're really excited about, has all four champions coming back and a larger prize than we've ever had before with $150,000, which is huge. And we also have qualifiers. We added four more episodes this year, which allows kind of that underdog Cinderella story to happen where they can get that last spot in each of the graphics or in each of the brackets. And I will tell you, it does not disappoint. So we're really excited about that. And also the second season of Chow House.
So exciting for more Chow House.
Yes, it's in Puglia.
It's beautiful.
And the cast does arrive by boat. I mean, it's even better than last season.
I was going to say, it feels very White Lotus.
Yes.
See, we're bringing it all together.
I think what I'm most excited about, though, I love all my babies the same, but we do have one that is a cross between, it's a very big and buzzy, it's a cross between Social Experiment and a very intense competition, and that launches right after TOC this year, and it is like something you've never seen before, so we're really excited about that.
We don't have enough time to go through all of my networks. I will just say that, what we accomplished last year was so major from just standpoint of where we just sort of started and where we ended. And I think for me, just trying to keep to build this momentum, build on the momentum that we have now, and just constantly learning and iterating, I will say it's exciting because we have we're humming along and have a lot of great things happening. I think some of the shows that Betsy was alluding to are really exciting for us as a broader marketing team, because I think everyone's going to sort of get in the pool together and help. But it's going to be a great year. It's going to be a great year.
Talking about, we wouldn't have time to go through everything for you and how many brands it crosses over. What is that like just on a day-to-day basis when you've got CNN, but then you're also working very closely with Betsy's team, and how many different teams and completely different audiences and brands that you're working with?
It was funny. Yesterday, I was sort of making some notes about this interview, and then I got a phone call saying from Steven, who I work with at CNN, and he said, DeSantis just dropped out, so we're going to have to change all of our promos. And I was like, oh my God. So it's kind of oh my gosh, okay, I'm thinking about Food Network and the holidays, and then I get the DeSantis is out, we got to change the promos and re-traffic everything. So I will say it keeps me on my toes. I think it is retraining my brain to think differently in a good way, and I never have a single dull moment of any day. So it's kind of cool. It's overwhelming at times, but it is, it's kind of cool. It's awesome.
We've heard rumors about very, very, very early talks about a potential merger between Warner Bros. Discovery and Paramount. Like to get your all's take on what's going on there. Just also coming from a linear perspective, that's the first thing that a lot of people talked about, the number of channels that could be involved in a conversation like that, and how important Warner Bros. Discovery is in the cable space already. You guys own so much.
I'll start. I'll just say, the process of two companies come together is hard.
Yeah.
It's an enormous undertaking. I think it's in the 18 plus months, 20 months since we merged with Warner Media. It's been a real, it's been a long haul. We've come a long, long way. And as I was saying, like it was last year, it takes a full year in to start to feel like, okay, like we're settling into something. We don't even know what that is, but we eventually get to it. Who knows what's going to happen? I will say though that is a, it will be another mountain to climb.
What is your outlook on the current state of Warner Bros. Discovery's linear assets in relation to the rest of the market right now?
I think for us and Food Network, I think it's exciting. It's a hard time, but it's also with that, with change comes opportunity. And I say that to my team all the time, is really thinking about just the future and like, sure, the linear business is changing, but we're adapting and we're figuring it out and looking for new opportunities as well. So it's, you know, it's there's challenges with change, but it also provides opportunity.
I feel very, very optimistic. And at a time when, you know, the business is still going through a massive upheaval, I think this is a really wonderful place to be. David had an offsite for his leadership team a couple weeks ago in Los Angeles. And I was just so inspired by the creativity in that room and the commitment to the success of the company and all of us really trying to figure out how to move the company forward, not, oh, just my division here or this division here. It's a tall task to ask people to think holistically. And I truly believe that people in that room were thinking about the entire entity. And to me, that just feels like, A, you've got a team of people that are really in it together. You've got a lot of great great minds thinking alike and really trying to focus on the future. And, you know, ultimately, we have to reinvent the way we do our business. And you can't just do things the way you used to do. And I find that to be invigorating and exciting for this year ahead, for us to start thinking about new pathways to growth. So as hard as it is every day, because it is really hard, I do feel very, very optimistic.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. The offsite was truly inspiring. And not only it's the side conversations that you speak with so many different people across the company, and you're like, oh, that could be an opportunity, or that could be an opportunity. There's just so much.
Talking about experiences and live events and in person, it's a real way to engage with fans off screen and to build that brand further out. My boss, Cynthia Littleton, loves to call it the flywheel.
It is a flywheel. Yeah, I love it.
So talking about that, I know you have the upcoming festival in South Beach. So can you tell us about that and how you use that to bring back viewers and make money for the company?
I'll say two things. Both Food Network and Turner Classic Movies, TCM, both really do sort of lean into experiential. The festival, as we're the title sponsors of the festival gives us an opportunity to bring the talent and, you know, some of our marquee show IP to people who can't touch and feel it. You know, we are a piece of content that you don't necessarily touch and feel like you touch and feel a regular product. And I think being able to create that kind of tangible experience for people where they can be with other fans and interact with other people who have that same passion for food and interest in the content and in the brand is really exciting. And it's a huge undertaking to put together these festivals. And we're so fortunate that we're able to be a part of it. And it just gives us an opportunity to really connect with people in a way that we normally wouldn't have as just being, you know, a content provider. I would say TCM with the film festival that we do in April every year, it gives fans an opportunity to really interact with filmmakers and stars and fans too. I mean, you can't really underestimate when you see people mm-hmm. who are all fans of
shared passion.
The shared passion together in those experiences, and you see that. I have to say, it's energizing as a you know, I don't know, person who's part of the creation of these events to see people really just loving being a part of something very, very tangible for these brands that they truly, truly love. So while it's not, you know, necessarily baked into everything that we do these days, I will say with these passion brands like Food and TCM is another example, we do. It's a really important part of the experience.
And this year we have, I think it's also taking those fans and introducing them to new talent, back to that, as we have Bobby's Triple Threat. We have a dinner on, I forget which
Saturday night.
And so that's when you where fans get to interact with Bobby and the Titans, and really introducing the Titans to the world, which is really exciting because they're great, great talent. And the other fun thing, well, and of course we have Triple D. We have the big event there where that's where fans really come out of the woodworks too. It's amazing to be there and just feel the energy of just wanting to participate. We have one of our shows that we do will be shooting the finale as part of SoBe. So we're very excited to really not only, it's not only a place where fans can interact, but they're actually gonna be able to be part of one of their favorite shows.
Super cool.
Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Variety Strictly Business. You can find new episodes weekly on Apple Podcasts.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.